Not everyone who hears of Jesus will believe in him. Not everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is real and that his message is real will receive that message and be saved. Not everyone who is called by God will answer that call in the affirmative. When these magi, the wise men, came following that star to the area of Jerusalem, they inquired of Herod the king where it was that the Christ child should be born. Where is this newly born king? Now, Herod the king was an exceedingly wicked man. He was absolutely ruthless in his rule of the people and would tolerate no challenge to his authority and wiped out every possibility of intrigue or subversion. He went so far even to murder people in his own family. He murdered two of his sons. He murdered a wife because he thought she was plotting against him. He was a bloodthirsty man. He was also a very clever man. And when these magi came and asked, "Where is the Christ child to be born?" he wanted to know too. So he asked, "Where is this child to be born?" Now, they were scared, shaking in their boots because they knew Herod. They were not about to acknowledge that there is a Christ, but they could say what the scripture said about it. And so they said, he's to be born in Bethlehem. And so Herod, being a very clever man, told the wise men, "Why don't you go and seek him out? And when you have found him, tell me where he is so that I may go and worship him also." Because he didn't want to tip off the family of this, and he wasn't sure exactly who they were, and it didn't give a name, so he was going to use the wise men to find out who it was, and then he would take care and murder this person, not only this person, but his entire family, so there would be no heir left. Listen to the story one more time. It's in Matthew, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, look, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him.' When Herod had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, I pray that each person who hears the message of Jesus Christ will respond with their whole heart and proclaim that he is not only true and real and that his words are good, but to make him Lord and Savior of their lives, to repent and to receive the Spirit of Jesus within themselves. I pray that we would not be like Herod, who sought the Christ child only that he may destroy him, but may we seek the Christ child so that we may make him king of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.